people's advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones, toll-free talk or text. You can hit us up 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, U.S. senatorial candidate, Alex Lazary, on leave from his position as a Milwaukee Bucks executive. And I've already, you know, texted the campaign, thanked them for bringing him around. And we do thank you, Alex. But he did get to skip out on the very toughest of questions.
Boston or Golden State?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, man. I had it written down. I ran out of time.
I had Golden State or Celtics. and he just, you know, we're down less than 10 seconds. I had to say goodbye. You know, I couldn't ask him another question. So, anyway.
Kind of blown through the break, but no, I mean,
the world will never know the answer.
We'll find out. Text his campaign right now.
I did.
Ask
they didn't
him,
answer.
Ask him his opinion. Oh, you did ask him on that particular question?
Well, I said he missed the tough one, Golden State or the Celtics. And they just said, thanks for having him on.
I'm calling it Boston, man. Once they beat the Bucks, I assume they're to be the champions. So, I'm going with Boston.
Well, they are up 2-1. And I got to tell you, I'm not an NBA fan. And once the Bucks were out, you know, I kind of stopped paying attention. I watched the paper, but I haven't been watching the games. I've watched
great
like
game
one additional NBA game since the Bucks lost.
Oh, it's the championship, man. Come on.
Baseball season, baby. Although the Brewers are kind of slumping this week as well. It was good up until like a week ago, but it's been a tough week for the Brewers. But you know what's going to make it all worthwhile, Tom? The January 6th hearings.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the Super Bowl, the World Series, March Madness, and the Masters all wrapped into
now,
one.
Now, Crudy, you know, as the Rolling Stone, I believe, reported, there's talking points out. We heard Scalise, a little bit of quote from him about inflation and having a hearing on gas prices, right? Well, you know it's bad. You know it's bad when Scott Walker, the former gubernator from the great state of Wisconsin, crawls out of his hole, shows up on the news maxi pad, and has something to say about this. If you would please, Brian, let's play Walker.
The bottom line is, I know in my state, in Wisconsin, across the country, people think this is an absolute joke. People have moved on from this issue a year and a half ago. What they care about is their gas prices going up almost every single day. They'd love to have hearings on that. They'd love to have some action on that. I think anybody who does tune in, even for a few minutes, is going to be outraged that these knuckleheads in Washington aren't spending their time actually dealing with issues that matter to the American people.
So yeah. Like coup d'etats against the United States government.
Right.
Winker.
Right. Russ. Yes. Winker.
Well, he's just a poor man's authoritarian.
Yes, he absolutely
He didn't
is.
Have the charisma to be a national authoritarian. He wanted to take his fascistic little show on the road, talking about Scotty Winker. You know, the people just didn't like him enough. He didn't have right-wing talk radio all around the nation to prop his dead ass and his dead eyes up.
It doesn't make any sense when he starts. Well, you know, people in Wisconsin. Yeah, the first part of that, Brian, just play the first couple of seconds again. The people in the state of Wisconsin across the country. What, if you will?
They're still outraged about the rigged 2020 election at the Republican convention, right? They're still having this war in Wisconsin, Winker. Your party.
The bottom line is, I know in my state in Wisconsin, across the country, people think this is an absolute joke.
Wait, so I know in my state in Wisconsin and across the country. I mean, he's just so used to saying things like that. It doesn't have any relevance to his point because he's from Wisconsin. If you're from Wisconsin, you may have an idea, but you don't. All you're doing is reading the talking points like a good little propagandist.
Well, most of the time these days, he's out at the Reagan Ranch, isn't he? Running the young Nazi youth organization.
As long as it's not around here, man. But there you go. There's your Walker fix for the day.
I was going to say Winker. Freaking Winker. If you needed the talking points, you just go to CJ. Welcome back, CJ. What do you got for us?
How about that gas and inflation, man?
What about Afghanistan, CJ?
Yeah, 13 soldiers.
A million dead in COVID, man. So what? I mean, I'm not saying these people's lives weren't important, but we had 13 people dead this weekend from mass shootings. You never have a solution, CJ.
Yeah, I listened to Lazier or whatever his name is. He had no solutions for the death and destruction in Milwaukee last weekend either. It's like listening to Chicago. You know, the Chicago mayor, she doesn't care about the lives lost. She thinks they're going to have...
How does Lori Lightfoot affect your life as a white dude in Milwaukee, CJ? And you don't even probably live in Milwaukee. I suspect you're out in the burbs.
I guess I still care about them, though.
Oh, is that what it is? Your big heart? You're just bleeding over with sympathy for the plight of black Chicagoans?
All right. Hey, CJ, so the state of New York has now made it illegal for anyone under 21 to buy an assault rifle starting on the 13th, on Monday, I believe, state of New York. Is that something you'd support here in the state of Wisconsin, CJ?
I'm willing to look at any solutions, but note that it's a Democrat-run city, too. And if
what about the ones down south where they have the mass shootings in their Republican-run cities, CJ? I just don't hear as much talk about them on Fox News.
Tonight is going to be this theatrical thing, that movie producer. It's going to kind of be a flop like the pencil neck $25 million, two-and-a-half-year fiscal responsibility that you
when you start giving a damn about money, tell me about Gableman's. That he's doing a state and local investigation for partisan ends. He's almost up to $1 million and counting. You're worried about the money? Come on, man, that's a drip in the bucket, CJ. We got a $4.5 trillion federal budget. Stop talking about $25 million. That's a hammer at the Pentagon.
About $85 billion we left behind in Afghanistan with those 13 soldiers.
Come on, man.
What about the southern cities that have a higher murder rate that are Republican-led that have a higher murder rate than Chicago? What about?
Well, it's all facts, aren't they?
Well, that is actually factually true, CJ.
You know,
they don't tell you that on Fox News, but there are cities with higher murder rates than Chicago, and some of them are led by Republican mayors. But every headline you see on Fox News, liberal mayor, Democrat leaders, crime rampant in Democrat cities. Except some Republican cities, Republican-led cities, have higher crime rates.
Higher murder
rates. But it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't punchline as well on Fox News, CJ. And also, when I get a look... I mean, even you are talking about the January 6th. You can dismiss it, say it's theatrical, whatever you want to say, CJ. But when I go on the Fox News site and I got to dig 28 stories deep to find a story about the lead, I mean, who's giving you the fair and balanced? It ain't Fox News, CJ. I'm just saying. It ain't Fox News. You want to get fair and balanced on Fox News, tune in. On Crudy's birthday.
Let's just call it Fox.
Sunday.
Let's not insult news anymore. Let's just call it Fox. It's just Fox.
Well, I'm going to give it to you straight on Sunday. You tune in, you and all your conservative buddies, and see if you can handle the 2.5 minutes they frame me into talking about Joe Biden's open borders in Afghanistan and whatever issues
Biden
they grab from ass. Kind of like you do, CJ. Come back. More devils.
The guy was very, very angry and tired, and he wants to go home. Wank.